Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Welcome to Soul Chaser, the podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Decker, and I'm happy to be with you. People joining us from all over the globe, and that's a wonderful thing, but this is a tough time to be on planet Earth. The news is unsettling and promises to be for some time, so I hope you're close to home and close to your family, and drop close to your device or laptop and listen for a story with a purpose. Before we start, I want to thank Jordan Rich for the introduction he always gives, and we recently were on Jordan Rich's podcast called On Mic with Jordan Rich. He interviewed me, and he two old friends had a great time together. So you'd like to check that out, I'm sure. It's On Mic with Jordan Rich. You can find it on any avenue to podcasts that you have on your device or your computer, on Apple Podcasts or Podbean. Give it a listen. Let me know what you think. Today's story with a purpose is called The Compliment. It has to be the most amazing compliment that I've ever received. I share it with you not with any sense of pride or deservedness, but with a sense of awe because of how it came about. My three-year-old Roy was the source of the comment that I now write about. Roy is a thoughtful youngster, and he's all boy, as we'll know in a moment. We were sitting close to home due to COVID-19 pandemic restrictions, and Amanda thought she would pass some time by quizzing the children with a questionnaire she'd found online. The questions, 15 of them, had to do with simple things like favorite colors or favorite foods, but as the questions went along, they got more thought-provoking. When asked which superhero you would choose to be and why, Rory answered, "Hulk, so I could smash things." As I mentioned, he's all boy. Then came a question about our home. How much does a house cost? Roy's answer, about $6. I wish. The next question was, why should we be nice to people? And this is where I heard my three-year-old answer, because Daddy loves people. I never had a more meaningful moment or a more humbling encounter. I wiped the tears from my eyes and breathed a prayer that this would be my legacy to my son, love for all people. The final question was, what does love mean to you? But Roy had gotten distracted and had wandered away, busying himself with a toy. He never finished the last question. But then again, perhaps he already had. Because Daddy loves people, and it's well enough for me. Let me leave you with a question. My son never hears me say I love people, but he apparently watches closely when I give a couple of dollars to a homeless person, or give a smile to a waiter, or compliment his mother. So here's your question to answer. What does love mean to you? I trust your response will be an obvious action that a three-year-old can witness and understand. After all, love is pretty simple. We should be nice to people.
Love is everywhere. This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.